is the big show. Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings. All right, six candidates this week. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. Candidate number one, tomorrow night at the American Airlines Center, Rush.
No.
You just stop it.
You guys don't like Rush.
I don't get it, man.
I never got them. I think they're great musicians. Their songs never got me.
I couldn't believe this. It just seems like a recent phenomenon to me that there are so many people that have hatred for these guys.
I don't have hatred for them.
I've discovered, too, through my wife, that it's only a guy band. Girls don't get Rush.
No.
And I guess I never realized that all the years I've gone to Rush shows that, probably just a bunch of dudes hanging out. But, dude, they're awesome.
Hearing it, but not getting it.
Awesome musicians, though, George.
Yeah, make a lot of noise for three guys, no doubt.
Yeah, that's three of the best players
out
there.
Very impressive. But I think Geddy Lee's best song was Take Off. That was the only one that ever really hooked me.
Come on.
Bob McKenzie. Yeah.
Can you name all three members,
Sawyer,
George?
Neil Peart, Geddy Lee, and Wakahana Sam.
Alex Lifeson.
Tom Sawyer's a great song.
It's awesome, man.
That's their best song.
The 2112 Overture. It's greatness.
They're just... The songs seem just too busy for me.
They are busy.
They have to be because they're all so good. See, now this is
great.
Awesome.
There's no doubt. That's great right there.
Very cool. This is what Kerry Von Erich always made his intro to at the world-famous Sportatorium. Because he was the modern-day warrior.
He's really a warrior.
Yes.
He was in fake wrestling.
He was a world champion, George. And he was missing a foot, and he was a world champion. Come on.
Neil Peart?
No. Kerry Von Erich. The modern-day warrior.
Iron Claw, the discus punch.
UNT Zone.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Is Steve Williams?
They're getting a little busy in here.
Huh?
Is Steve Williams or Kerry Von Erich?
Kerry Von Erich.
No.
Steve Williams, too.
It's got such a good groove to it. This is the part that killed me on this song. That to me sounds like Ribby.
No.
Catch the spirit! Maybe Ribby can do this at Ticket Stock.
Well, we've got a lot of things going at Ticket Stock.
This part's good.
Stop it.
The keyboards are just cool in this song.
Too busy.
God, they've been around since 1968.
Good Lord.
Cool.
Geddy Lee's 59.
God, you're so stupid. Dumb.
He has maybe the biggest nose in rock and roll.
Hey.
Yeah. Not Steve Perry's out of rock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought they were brothers.
All right, that's candidate number one, Rush.
Play YYZ.
No. Candidate number two.
Talk about something that'll make you nervous. The beginning of the YYZ.
They're doing Morse code is what they're doing there.
Biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the American Airlines Center as well. Andrea Bocelli.
Hey. Oh, I love her. She's great.
Back. It's a he, and he is blind, sir.
And I sing all over the place.
Is this what they sang at the Catalina Wine Mixer?
Boats and hoes!
I think so.
It is! That's what Will Ferrell sang.
This is so bad.
Can we hear it?
Come on.
lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca
il sole. Oh, he's making up a language.
It's pretty bad. That's the only way we know this song. Step Brothers.
I would never know it otherwise.
So after Pavarotti was wiped out, is he now the most famous tenor in the world?
Wiped out?
You make it sound like an assassination.
By a natural disaster or something.
Would Bocelli be the most famous tenor in the world?
Sure. What about Placido Domingo?
Oh, boy.
Isn't he blind, too?
I don't think so.
Enrico Palazzo?
Now, he sang the national anthem at the Angels game.
Who was the third tenor? Jose Carreras?
Jimmy Amendola.
Oh, boy. Jose Carreras.
Cheapening his voice. Cheapening his voice.
He lost his eyesight at 12 when he was playing soccer and the ball hit him in the head.
That was careless of him.
That's sad.
That's not true, is it?
Yeah.
He was a hitter.
He was already having, I think, glaucoma issues.
Mm-hmm. At 12?
Yeah.
Man.
Good Lord.
Do the female part that goes along with this.
So loud. All right, candidate number three. Biggest show coming to town. Also Friday night at Trees Drowning Pool.
There you go, Rich.
Hey, Dallas is on.
Chair.
Have some of this right here.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, stop it.
Tell me this doesn't make you nervous.
Yeah, it does. It's too busy. It's like all their songs.
Listen to the keyboards.
YYZ by Rush.
This makes me nervous as a bird.
Play Drowning Pool. Turn this down.
Let the bodies hit the flow. Let the bodies hit the flow. Let the bodies hit the flow. Let the bodies hit the flow.
God. I think YYZ makes me less nervous.
I'm kind of with you on this one, Rich.
Now, this dude's not in the band, the lead singer. He's the one that died. Dave Williams, I believe it is.
What'd he die of? Let me guess, natural causes.
He had heart disease, actually.
Indeed.
So there you go.
Did a heroin?
Died on the bus one time, I believe.
Heart disease brought on by what?
Don't know.
Well, how are they touring if the lead singer's dead?
Well, they've hired a new lead singer in like the 7 years since he died.
It's me now.
Oh!
Hey, Nick.
Wow. Yeah, I'm the
lead
singer.
Oh, God. Nick's been lying so dumb.
Danny.
It's not Danny. Shut up with that.
Dude. Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, God, it's so stupid! Go away, dumb!
Okay, I got a headache.
Candidate four, well, get ready for a few more headaches.
Oh, yeah.
Candidate four, also Friday night at the House of Blues. Metalocalypse.
Metalark Lemon?
Metalocalypse.
Deathlock. Featuring Machine Head, The Black Dahlia Murder, and All That Remains.
Man, I am so upset I'm out of town this weekend. That is a huge show.
Who's this, Machine Head?
This is Death Clock.
I don't know them, but I know Machine Head and All That Remains.
Death Clock is a cartoon, baby. On Adult Swim. I do know. They're the loudest band in history.
That's original.
I got the Tasmanian Devil singing lead for him.
What's the biggest band of those three?
The one I know most is Machine Head.
Deathlock for two.
I don't know Deathlock at all. But I like Machine Head, All That Remains, and the Black Dahlia Murder.
Stop.
All right. Candidate five. This will be Saturday night at Centennial Hall. It's a show called Unsilent Night.
No.
Featuring Every Time I Die.
Yes.
Twitching Tongues. Grizzly. And Upon a Burning Body.
There you go.
And of course,
there's just nothing relaxing about this music.
Since it is the holiday season, we're getting a lot of these shows coming through.
Yeah, of course. It's On Silent Night. The Acacia Strains also at this show. I like them.
And by the way, this is their ballad.
No way you really like this, Rich.
What's wrong with it?
Jer.
This is Every Time I Die, pornography therapy.
Nothing wrong with it.
I would love to travel back in time and just drop this album off to one of the disciples. Hey, here, let the big man hear this.
Here, you want to hear the end of the world? This is how it ends. All right, and finally,
not even Jesus could forgive this.
Finally, candidate number 6, Sunday at Trees, Killswitch Engage.
Some of this stuff's pretty good.
Now, this is going back to their original lead singer here, too.
Wait, they have a new lead singer, too?
They went back to their first guy because Howard Jones left the band.
No one ever is to blame for him leaving that band, though.
Got a kill switch, and I might engage it.
And we got a freaking cowboy game Sunday night.
No wonder Howard Jones left this band. His funny blonde hair did not go with this.
Different Howard Jones. He was a stocky black man.
Howard Jones is not a stocky black man.
This Howard Jones is. Oh. That one right there.
Yeah, I may go to this.
Dude, they are awesome.
I like the acoustic version of this song.
Don't have one.
Oh, God, that surprises me. An acoustic guitar with that screaming? That would be awesome. Let's do that in Ticket Stock.
Stop with the Ticket Stock.
It's our biggest annual event.
Kill Switch Engage is going to be a Ticket Stock?
That'll be huge.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate 1, Wednesday at the American Airlines Center, Rush? Candidate 2 and others. Candidate 5, Saturday night at Centennial Hall, Unsilent Night, featuring Upon a Burning Body and Every Time I Die. Or candidate 6, Sunday at Trees, Kill Switch Engage, George.
I never got it, but a lot of people do. Rush.
Gordo?
Andrea Bocelli.
Rich.
Cool. I support everybody on the list but Andrea Bocelli, but I will say Rush.
Hey, I'm seeing a lot of decent-looking girls on Twitter saying they're Rush fans.
Well, good for them. They're smart.
I didn't think those existed.
Chair?
So much Deviltree greatness,
yes.
But I'll go with Rush.
Fernando?
Bocelli.
I'm going to take Rush.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday at the American Airlines Center, Rush, biggest show.
Snurbly's back there on saxophone. Folks.
All right, what's next in the corner?
A touching love story gone wrong.